AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Boston's Mayor Martin Walsh admits his frustration as yet another blizzard hits New England.
As I was walking out of my house today, I just looked and I said, you know, I just didn't know what to say. People are frustrated. People just want this to end. I think we all want the spring to come. But we'll get through this.
National Weather Service says the storm is still pounding eastern Massachusetts, coastal New England. Snow totals above 20 inches in some areas with more than a foot, very common. After the blizzard moves out, temperatures will plummet to well below zero overnight. Speaker of the House John Boehner tells Fox News Sunday that he kept the White House in the dark about his plan to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to Congress because the Obama administration would have likely tried to stop it.
I wanted to make sure that there was no interference. There's no secret here in Washington about the animosity that this White House has for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Netanyahu's speech is set for March 3rd. Some Democrats plan to skip it because they consider it a divisive stunt and a breach of protocol. Denmark's prime minister calls the shooting deaths of a filmmaker and a Jewish man in the capital Copenhagen terror attacks. Top intelligence official says the suspected gunman might have been inspired by radical Islamic material and the attack on Charlie Hebdo in Paris. This man says he was roused from his sleep early this morning by a commotion near his home.
I woke up at five by the shooting, and I looked out of the window to see what was going on. And I saw a lot of policemen and a guy laying on the street, probably dead.
Police say they were able to track the suspect who hailed a cab after he ditched a stolen car that he used to get away from the first shooting. Officials say the investigation into the attacks has led to the detention of two other people today. This is AP Radio News. Britain's largest bank apologizes for allegedly helping wealthy clients dodge taxes. Kyle McKinnon with more.
It was in the form of an ad published in several Sunday papers and signed by HSBC's chief executive, who argued the controversy over helping the rich evade tax obligations was over historical practices that don't reflect what's going on at HSBC today. This in the wake of a media firestorm. Reports stated HSBC's Swiss private banking arm at one time aggressively marketed tax avoidance schemes to wealthy celebrities, arms traders, and dealers in blood diamonds. CEO Stuart Gulliver's apology and defense says HSBC has no appetite to help clients evade taxes. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Witnesses say a teenage girl suicide bomber killed 16 people, injured more than 30 others when she blew herself up at a crowded bus station today in northwestern Nigeria. One witness says the dead and injured are mostly children selling goods in the station. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.